G'day legends, I'm Kat John. Welcome to the Real, Raw, Relatable podcast. I'm an authenticity coach and keynote speaker who is here to help you powerfully manage the thoughts in your head so you can listen to your heart and focus on what matters. I'll be sharing how to do this through real guidance, raw truths, and relatable stories. So it's taken me about 22 minutes to start recording because my camera was not talking to my laptop and everything needed to be restarted and turned back on and reset, which pretty much sounds like me when I'm not working. Reset. Anyway, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. And that really tested my patience and just did my best to stay very calm. Here we go. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're great. I hope you're ace. And thank you for listening to last week's episode with myself and Steve for our monthly relationship episodes. I know you love them and that our openness in our sharing helps you and it serves you. So I also thank those of you who write in and email, and I will always endeavor to reply to you. Just when you share what lands for you, whether it be any episode. So thank you for doing that. And yeah, like I said, I will always endeavor to reply and acknowledge your time in emailing. Anywho, what do I want to share today? I want to share with you that the practice that I am in currently. So I can't remember when it was. It was a week and a bit ago. I wrote in my journal, honor the mother. I was doing my practice of 3 good minutes, which I've shared about in an episode as well. And I was doing my practice of 3 good minutes where I sit quietly, listen to music, and I just open. I'm open to receiving a message, guidance, a word, wisdom from what I call to be the forces at be. You may call it God, you may call it the universe, you may call it Mother Nature, whatever you choose to name it. For me, I call it the forces at be. And I was sitting there one morning and the words were so resonant. Honor the mother. And so I wrote the words down in my journal. That's it. Nothing additional. And it felt very deep, felt really deep. And later that day, I was getting acupuncture and the needles were in me. I'm doing cosmetic acupuncture. I used to get Botox probably once a year because I was like, I'm frowning a bit and then I'd totally forget about it. But I really, really didn't like my forehead feeling frozen. And I know that you can do it in a natural way. And I did it the most natural amount of Botox and I still didn't like it. So I'm trying this cosmetic acupuncture. Anyway, I was there and the needles were in my face and my body and all that kind of jazz. And I saw this really vivid vision of Mother Earth and us as her children and the... And what we're doing to her, you know, how we are taking from her, abusing her, ripping her of, you know, the natural, beautiful resources and really taking up a lot of her resources. And then I also saw that Mother Earth's children, that there are some who give back to her. And take care of her and respect her and love her and think of her and consider her, right? So that was a really vivid vision and it touched me really deeply. So that was my first sense of honoring the mother from what I had written in my journal. I do respect Mother Earth. Now I do anyway. Back in the day, you know, I'd smoke a ciggy and chuck it out the window. And then that day, oh no, it was the next day, it was ZF Tuesday. And I remember this dance that I did with my mum a few years back. And I thought, I want to post that. And I realized that as I was posting it and putting a caption to it, it was me honoring my mother. And this is all super subconscious. This was not, oh, I wrote in my journal, honor the mother. So now I'm going to think about how some of us deplete the mother and disrespect her, and how some of us give back to her and nourish her and nurture her and respect her. And then it wasn't a conscious thought of, I'm going to post a thing about me and my mum and I'm going to honor the mother. It was this like beautiful waving force within me that was just allowing this to take place. And I realized that that's what I was doing in that moment. I was honoring my own mother and her background and her story and how she came from the Philippines when she was 18 and she didn't speak a word of English. And I believe it was her uncle that was able to afford to send her to Australia to nurse. And just what she went through, and even what my parents went through, especially back then when two people of different races came together, and how it was really, you know, put in their face that mum was basically a mail order bride and that their love wasn't real. They endured a lot during that time, but I also remember my grandmother, my Nana, who's passed, how when she first met my mum, she opened the door and she opened her arms and she said, hello, darling, and gave her a hug. And I really respect my mum and my Nana for that, welcoming my mum. Anyway, there was that post, and then in the lead up, this was last week, I was going to see my kinesiologist, Elena Pilch. And then throughout the rest of that week, then there was this notion of honoring the mother within me, the bonus mother, the stepmother within me. And, you know, the last 7 years of stepping further and further and further and further into this space of a holding space for Ali and Mia, my bonus daughters. And then there was just this awareness of honoring the mother within me, like the mothership me, who is out there in the world with, you know, leading openly, vulnerably, and leading my community, which is you. You know, coming on here to share, coming on social media to share, or using social media to share, my EDMs to share, running my programs to share, coaching to share a way that allows us to come back home to who we are and then create life from that place, which is authentic living. And so by the time I got to my kinesiologist, oh, it was just this realization that I'm in this where I'm at now, I'm in between the cat that has lived and journeyed and got me to this place. And I'm in between the cat who is, you know, so ready to be embodied from this depth of honoring the mother, the whole mother, Mother Earth, my own mother, myself as a bonus mother. A mother is into my community, but it's that essence, right? It's that energy. It's an energy. And yeah, when I saw my kinesiologist, it was very clear that there is this part of me that is grieving the part of me that is grieving is old cat that has brought me to this place. You know, I'm in my 39th year this year, and I really feel like that's there's a closing to an opening, you know, a closing of the 30s and then opening to the 40s next year. And that's what I feel. I know it. 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 And I'm in this practice, this is the practice that I'm talking about, of I'm in this practice of thanking the cat of the 30s era who has journeyed to get me to this place. You know, when I entered into my 30s, it was Saturn return. I was single. I had just started my business, which was really a hobby because, I mean, yes, I was committed to it, but I wasn't making any money out of it. I was making a little bit of money, but not a lot of money to support myself. And, you know, entering into my 30s, I think I was still studying a graduate diploma of psychology and I hadn't met Steve yet. No, Steve and I weren't together yet, but we were friends. And then this cat journeyed through this time of going from single, I was single for 6 years, to moving into a relationship, to navigating myself in a relationship, and then as a bonus parent, and then growing, you know, my business steadily and in a way that was sustainable. And then, you know, really growing into myself over the years. And so each morning, because each morning I've been waking up with anxiety, and I shared that with Elena, my kinesiologist, and she said, you know, it's the grief of old cat of like, oh my gosh, you know, what's my place? What's my place? And it's interesting because I do this type of work on like the cat from when I was 13 or the cat when I was 20 or the cat when I was 6 or 9. But so recent, like right there, you know, right there, it's kind of new for me. So I'm really thanking the cat that has gotten me up to this point where I literally wrote down the words, honor the mother, where I actually still don't have words around it because it's an energy, it's an essence, it's a feeling, it's a, oh, whoa, embodying that feels so yum. It feels yum. It feels solid. It feels steady and sturdy, you know, and I believe it's that part of me moving into my 40s, which will be next year. So the practice that I am in that I'm wanting to extend to you, if you find yourself in between two spaces, a space of where you have been to help you become where you are now and who you are now, and in between the space of where you are going, where it's not quite full embodiment yet, but the old self has arrived at this place and your new self is just here. And you're in the middle and you're acknowledging your future self and you are also acknowledging your previous self. And I'm extending this to you because it is a really beautiful practice. It is a practice of self-honor. It is a practice of acknowledgement. And yeah, it's really precious. And it's important because we are forever going to be, you know, moving from one season of our life and one season of ourself to the next season because we have chosen to do the work and we've chosen to grow and we have chosen to evolve. And so there's going to be times in our life continuously where we will be in the middle. Sometimes we don't know what the fuck to do in the middle. It feels scattery, it can feel unstable, it can feel confusing, it can feel like, I'm out of my rhythm. And then it can be easy to distract or get frustrated or become overwhelmed or try and hurry for the future self to come and almost like ignore everything that has taken place to get you to this place. So if you find yourself there, then I really encourage you to adopt this practice of honoring the self that has brought you to this day. And here's what I do. I either am closing my eyes or I'm walking the beach. You know, I walk the beach with my beautiful doggies and I'm right next to the water so I can hear it lapping up. If I close my eyes, I put my hands on my heart and I'll take a few breaths and I will say, thank you, cat. Thank you for everything that you have journeyed, experienced, and been willing to face and overcome so that we can now be here in this place, ready and willing to embody the next layer of us. Thank you for your courage, for your commitment, and for focusing on what matters. And then I will breathe into my heart, into my hands, and I leave it there. And I leave it there. And if I'm going for a walk, I do the same thing. I just don't close my eyes. I have my hand on my heart and I listen to the water up against the sand, just lapping up against the sand. And I do the same thing. I tend to tap my heart really slowly so I'm super present, super slow. And I thank Kat just the way I did or do when my eyes are closed. So it can be a practice that is inward, eyes closed. It can be a practice, like I said, when you're walking. It can be a journaled practice. You know, you may like to write those words out in your journal every day until it just feels right. You know, this is where you trust yourself, where you don't have to do this every day because that's what you think you have to do. You do it until it feels like it's complete. And your intuition and your body will know that. And you got to trust that. You got to trust and know that something deep in you knows. Something deep in you knows to do this practice, and something deep in you knows when it's complete. For me right now, I can feel that I won't need to do this for long because really all previous Kat wants is acknowledgement, and that's what I'll give her. And sooner or later, she'll be like, "I'm cool." You know, let's do what we got to do, and let's call in the next layer of self. So I'm extending that practice to you today. As you move between old self, new self, old self, new self, and really get, you know, familiar with when your old self is coming to, I don't want to say an end, but just it's a completion of their journey. And then there is a new self emerging, ready to take on the next journey, almost like that, you know, a passing of the baton in relay. And then just before the old self and the new self grab the baton, there's this space. And this is the space that I'm talking about. And sooner or later, you will know when the baton has been crossed over and you don't need to do this practice anymore. And you will be in the essence and the energy of this new self. And you will be finding your way. And you will be moving and operating and seeing and feeling and hearing through the essence of this new self. And then at some time, they too will come to completion and a new self will be awaiting. So it's beautiful. It's lovely. It is a great way to connect in. It is a great way to acknowledge and honor your development and growth and evolution. And I am sharing it with you to put into practice. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Real, Raw, Relatable podcast. Today's episode was recorded on the traditional lands of the Boon Wurrung people, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. If you love today's episode, please share it on with someone who you know could do with hearing today's message. If you haven't already, rate and review the podcast. That'd be awesome. And keep sending in your emails to info@katjohn.com.au, sharing how these episodes are touching your heart. To work with me in either the Zero Fucks program, one-to-one coaching, or keynote speaking, head to katjohn.com.au. get in touch, ask your questions, and let's look to see if we're a great fit. Have a great week ahead, and I'll see you in your earballs next Monday. Lots of love. Peace be with you.